Yep, even David Murray sometimes likes to just, you know, rock. I mean, it's, for Dave Murray standards, it's simplistic, but yeah, it's just, it's, I don't know, it's like, I never thought. You know, it's just, for me, this is like, exactly what I want, you know. And that's the thing, it just happens on, you know, some random collaboration where you say, whoa, exactly what I need and want. Because his back catalog is epic. You just have to really dig through to find what works for you. You know? Sometimes it's just that one, you know, piece of the puzzle that is not missing, but instead is the one you're looking for in all the other pieces. And that's how you get there. That's why I would always say, never discard a musician, you know. Usually the ones I know and appreciate and respect are the ones that have such, yeah, that had, you know, a whole career, a whole lifetime to be productive and to record of all kinds of musicians and setups and formations and layouts and whoa, All you have to do is start digging. And then you find an album where Dave Murray is, you know, playing exactly your kind of music. It's incredible, you know, how they against them, how they complete each other. They might as well recorded that 1987 and already even 86. This and you couldn't tell the difference. Incredible. And that's a surprise, you know. What was that? 2011? And that was after the great millennium, you know, fusion. Reanimation almost, yeah. And you can tell, you know, people, you know, there was a new, you know, rebirth, you could almost say, of that genre, or people rediscovered it and really learned and appreciated and saw the significance and the value, and yeah, even the players, you know, went back to really pick it up. Because in general, it's like sophisticated rock with perfect technique and complex you know, musicianship. For me, it was always about, you know, just memorable melodies. Something that no other genre could give me, you know, that instant melody, like, I don't know, that immediately, you know, triggers something because it's, you know, pure jazz. And that is just me saying, you know, blues. Sophisticated blues. It's just like jazz means only it's technically, you know, above a pro. I don't know. And it also, you know, just it doesn't enhance the performance. It also enhances, not only enhances the performance, it's just even, you know, the songs are more. They're familiar, but still, you know, more complex. And we are complex beings, so shouldn't we also listen to complex music? I think we do. And I think we should. I think, yeah, but. I just I don't know. Forget what it's just the music, man. This is like unbelievable. That's a straightforward rock, how to say it, form or pattern or music style. It's familiar, it's just. It's just like, yeah, as a rock fan, this is so familiar. And, you know, the music, yeah, the complexity just is disappearing because you know the pattern. It's like home. It's like something, you know, that feels immediately familiar. And everything else is, you know, completely different. But yeah, that difference is, you know, us when it comes to something familiar but with a complete new twist. That's what makes the entire thing so, for me, so appealing. And yeah, this was like the formula. This was a pure rock, you know, metal song. It was just a rock structure. And it was amazing. And I never heard this album before, so yeah. Like I said, it's this fusion from the heart. Straight from the heart. But I just never expected something so... something so out of this, you know, ordinary element or genres, you know, from, I'm referring to David Murray. But the stuff he did with, you know, groups, other groups. It's just like, ooh, there's so much, yeah, different styles and genres. This one, yeah. Incredible. Definitely one of the albums that I would, you know, you could suggest to a rock fan and or a jazz fan if you wanted to introduce him to David Murray. Because it's accessible and real deal, right? Not just something, not just a sample, and then you have like a launch jazz electro vehicle. No, this is the real stuff. This is an original, the genuine deal. That's the cool thing when you look at it, and there's something for everyone. And I'm talking from casual listeners, to the hardcore jazz community. Well, yeah. For me, it's more or less all the same. It's all about, do you feel what you're supposed to feel? And how is it produced or recorded or engineered or whatever? Thank you. Different keyboard sounds, you know, incredible. Versatility. Yeah, how much they actually, you know, how. How every tune is, you know, so. Yeah, so different. Signature keywords. Brings back memories. Travel Tech. Miles Davis, the late ones. Yeah. Everyone was doing that in the 80s in jazz. Mm-hmm. that woman's like, whoa. Yeah. Full value. That's a rare beast. It's about, you know, musically, yeah, full entertainment. That's what I was looking for, you know. It's comparable to a life experience, you know, listening to a live performance of a band or an artist. Thing, you know, it's a hobby that gained, in my opinion, it always was, you know, of the highest importance to me, but in the pandemic it even gained, you know, an importance to be able to reproduce something as closely as possible. And it's about that experience that, yeah, like actually having as closely as possible that kind of life experience. Is more important than ever, you know, if you have it and you can, you know, benefit from it. Because right now, you know, everything else is more or less, yeah, non-existent, especially in the life sector, and the entertainment industry is non-existent at the moment, culturally. So either you can do it yourself, meaning make the music as a musician, you know, or the necessary equipment and experience to reproduce just read a good book. Knock yourself out. What a cool Prince. Let's go crazy. In case we aren't already. Oh no, this is fine. a thing we have to redefine, you know, especially, you know, culturally, we really have to redefine, you know, our needs completely, reshape them, and I guess mine were always, you know, I was always, you know, trying out something different that gave that would give me, you know, the experience whenever and wherever I want it, and that's what I mean, and that helps me, of course, right now, because I'm lucky to have that kind of, you know, freedom, independence. And of course, yes, that's something you have to create, but that's what I mean, you know, it's not everything is lost, you just have to recreate something or create something for those new conditions, for those changing conditions. That's what I mean, there's always ample opportunity to, you know, to improve. It's all about the approach. It's all about how, what do you define as your, you know, boundaries. It's a terrible word, I know. It's not the perfect word to describe what I'm looking for. Because, yeah, it immediately creates, you know, yeah, tension. Another word.
Amongst this hostile tribe and not be smart, plus tough with all that heart. Those who don't must the young would understand. What's happening, friends?
Ramsel Mallet, Mingus Murray, Paul Obanek, incredible, Dave Murray, David Murray, and Jamala Dean Tukuma. Recorded in Paris. Produced for Jazzwerkstatt. Completely digital. I have to say, yeah, this is Rendezvous Suite. Incredible, right? The range and the sophistication. Incredible, right? Must have, yeah. We would say as a whole album, just incredibly brilliant. Did I just listen to the entire album? I don't even know, because it was such a wild ride, and the entire album is so organically crafted, so diverse and versatile. I wouldn't even know how to describe it, because it's literally, it incorporates so many different elements, and yet it's original and inventive. Incredible group effort. This reminds me of Mahavishnu Orchestra. And other, you know, jazz supergroups, what comes to mind? Of course, the same, yeah, Return to Forever. And pick one. And surprisingly, yeah, I mean, I've always liked Takuma a lot, because he just brings like so much, you know, funk and groove and rhythm, and makes it very accessible, and yet completely has a very unique voice. Never boring or anything or too calm. It's just always, you know, you have always that energy. It's that's what's important. And it's so, at least for my limited musical understanding, it feels very, how do you say it? You know, it has something primal, you know, something very, his approach, that natural, articulation, where I'm saying, yeah, this needs to, where it needs to move your guts, you know, and that's what I like about this, you know. It gives the music a whole so much, you know, such a strong foundation, and you know. And to have that on the musical side is amazing, because it just creates such a beautiful, you know, synergy with David Murray's, you know, saxophone. And they both really play off each other, and they need each other. And the entire rhythm group and all, every musician in this group, you can hear how organic they all contribute. And you know, blend together. This is one of the blends where everyone, you know, plays off each other, and everyone has its moment. This is where I really felt every individual voice or instrument was, you know, had its unique tone and its unique moments, and enriched music, and was, you know, incredible, original. What I like about this music is the originality and the way this is like they established this, almost you could say, you know, common ground. It's almost like you establish a few bass rules and then you just, you know, jam. And this is like, whoa, when those kind of jazz masters or even musician masters of their instruments, when they jam, it's like, yeah, you're in for exciting, kind of musical experience. And that's what it was. Surprisingly, another album heard, What's Wrong With Me?